USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Chicago woman has officially become the second U.S. patient diagnosed with the dangerous new virus from China. The woman in her 60s returned from China without showing signs of illness, but later called her doctor to report feeling sick. Chicago's public health commissioner said the patient is doing well and remains hospitalized for infection control. Earlier this week, a man in his 30s in Seattle, Washington, became the first U.S. patient also diagnosed after returning from a trip to the outbreak's center in central China. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expecting more Americans to be diagnosed with the newly discovered virus in the next few days, as the number of confirmed cases worldwide has topped 850. The virus can cause fever, coughing, wheezing, and pneumonia. It's a member of the coronavirus family that's a close cousin to the deadly SARS and MERS viruses that have caused outbreaks in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Your credit score is about to change, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. I'm Chris Barnes.
John Carlin, known for his multiple roles on the long-running 60s and 70s show Dark Shadows and his portrayal of Harvey Lacey on the show Cagney and Lacey, has passed away. Carlin was a regular on police shows, guest starring on programs like Barnaby Jones, Hawaii Five-O, Mannix Police Story, and Hill Street Blues. The actor was 86. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Do the Right Thing actress Rosie Perez testified that fellow screen star Annabella Sciorra told her that in the mid-90s, Harvey Weinstein raped her, but she couldn't go to the police because, quote, he'd destroy me. She said Weinstein showed up at her Manhattan apartment after dropping her off from dinner, forced himself inside, and raped her in early 1994. Perez said her friend Sciorra had told her that something bad had happened to her, and I believe it was rape. Weinstein, the one-time studio boss whose downfall galvanized the Me Too movement, is not actually charged with assaulting Sciorra, but prosecutors plan to call other witnesses in an attempt to prove that Weinstein had a pattern of assaulting women. State and local governments have been leading the fight against the opioid industry, seeking payouts to help them deal with the fallout from the nation's addiction crisis. Now, average Americans are about to get their shot. A federal judge overseeing the bankruptcy case of Purdue Pharma set a June 30th deadline to file a claim against the company. That includes governments, entities such as hospitals, and for the first time, individuals who have personal injury claims. It's not clear how much money might be at stake. Purdue reached an agreement with some states and local governments that could be worth over $10 billion over time as part of its bankruptcy filing. But Judge Robert Drain emphasized during the hearing in White Plains, New York, that no final settlement is in place. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.